Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and if you have a Bible question, we would love to hear it right now. If it's the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, it's Basic Gospel Live. We want to hear from you. That number, 844-322-2742, good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Call now, because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. When a person comes to Christ and they receive the Lord and they're so excited about this new life that they have in Jesus, and they just feel clean all over, like they've been scrubbed inside and out. And oftentimes, you know, if they've lived under the burden of guilt and shame, that's just lifted, and they feel light in their spirits and all of this, and they're so excited. And maybe a couple of weeks go by, maybe a month goes by, and just everything's just moving along just as perfect and as smooth as they could ever dream possible. And then boom, something hits them. It's like, maybe one of the desires of the flesh that they lived to gratify before they came to know Christ reappears. It emerges. It's like just right there. It just hits you in the face, and that person is drawn back to that desire of the flesh. And there's something inside that mind of that person that says, "Hey, I want to try that again, because that was pretty good." Mm-hmm. And they forget what they've been saved from, and they give in to that desire of the flesh. And boy, once they do, that guilt that had been lifted just comes back down, and it feels heavier than before. And they start to question, was I even saved? Was this just a fluke? Was this just a phase that I went through? And oftentimes, people really get sidetracked because they haven't yet quite understood the reality of what's taken place.
Yeah, the fullness, right.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. So this new life is a spiritual life. It's led by the Spirit, but it's lived in a body of flesh. Mm-hmm. So let me say that again. This new life is led by the Spirit of God, but it's lived in a body of flesh. So Paul wrote in Galatians chapter 5:16, that if you walk by the Spirit, you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the Spirit and the desires of the flesh are in conflict one with another, so that you don't do what you want to do. Mm-hmm. So there's this conflict that now resides within every single believer. Yeah. So you have been made new in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Your spirit has been born again. Your spirit has been made alive in Christ, and your spirit has now been unified or joined to God's Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So God sent his Spirit to take up residence in you, and God's Spirit has joined himself to your human spirit.
Right.
So that's where you're brand new. That's the new creation.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a soul. That soul is made up of mind, emotions, and will. Now that soul is in the process of being renewed. So Paul would write in Romans 12, "Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind." So this mind of ours is getting aligned to the truth of who we are in Christ. That's a process. And then our bodies, they're going to be made new at the resurrection. So we're going to get brand new resurrected bodies at a time in the future. But in the meantime, this new life is lived by the Spirit, but it's done so in a body of flesh. So this body that we live in still has those fleshly desires, those fleshly urges. And from time to time, those fleshly desires make themselves known and saying, "Hey, I want to be gratified. Hey, I want to be satisfied. Hey, I want to. That's what the flesh does. And if we're not sure why this is happening, we're going to get sidetracked. We're going to think, "Oh, this faith stuff really didn't take." But once we realize, "Oh, no, This is just part of this humanity that we live in right now, yeah. This body that we live in. Then we can take a big sigh of relief. We could just rest and relax and realize that God continues to do his work in and through us. Mm-hmm. And so if we will just keep our eyes on him, that's walking by the Spirit,
right.
And not worry so much about those desires of the flesh. That's just part of being human. They're going to knock at the door day in, day out. But you don't have to give in to them. You're not obligated to fulfill those desires of the flesh. You've been set free once and for all. Your obligation is simply to walk in the Spirit. Yeah. And once you do, you're not going to gratify those desires of the flesh.
Bob, thanks for those thoughts as we get this edition of Basic Gospel underway this week, as a matter of fact. Glad you're with us, friends. We'd love to hear from you by phone at 844-322-2742. Again, that's good at the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Well, once again, we're doing something very special for our Basic Gospel listeners. We have a free copy of the booklet, Living Life on the Edge, for you. Of course, those of you who are donors this month will receive the booklet and the entire audio series by the same name when you make your gift. But we know that there are many of you listening right now who are not familiar enough yet with this ministry to make a decision on supporting it. So if that's you, we want you to have a free copy of this booklet, Living Life on the Edge, simply by calling or by going online to request it. If you're hearing the live broadcast, and that's the 3 p.m. Central Time hour, you can call right now and tell Michelle that you would like to have your free copy of the booklet, Living Life on the Edge. Again, that number is 844-322-2742. Once again, 844-322-2742. Otherwise, you can request your copy online at basicgospel.net/live. Or live. I'm sorry. Again, that's basicgospel.net/live. If you're absolutely free copy of the booklet, Living Life on the Edge. Once again, basicgospel.net/life. I think I misspoke there. It's life, not anything else. Not live
just
or love.
Life.
Or just life. basicgospel.net/life. And we want you to have a copy of it, friend. So go ahead and call Michelle right now at 844-322-2742 or go online to basicgospel.net/life. Well, Bob, we had this call that came in over the weekend. Let's listen.
Hi, I have a question. When you sin, does Jesus Christ cover all your sins, no matter what? Adultery, fornication, any sin that you commit, is that covered? Does Jesus, by going to the cross and believing in him, whether you're Christian or not, does he cover your sins?
Well, that is a great question, and the answer is even better news than you might imagine. So you're asking the question, does Jesus cover sins? Mm-hmm. Well, the Bible says that Jesus took away sins, so there's a big difference. We can cover, just like throw a rug over it, not deal with it, or something like that. But Jesus didn't do that. He dealt with it. He condemned sin and sinful man, and he paid the debt.
Yeah.
So he died in our place. And he died in our place so that he could make us brand new, so that he could send his Spirit to come and live inside of us. So Jesus Christ took away our sins. John the Baptist saw Jesus one day and he said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." And we see throughout the book of Hebrews, Hebrews 7, 8, 9, and 10, time and time again, the writer is talking about the precious blood of Jesus Christ and the fact that his blood, unlike the blood of bulls and goats, took away sin once and for all. Mm-hmm. So he's dealt with the sin issue.
Yeah.
Now he dealt with the sin issue so that he could make us alive together with Christ, so that he could send his Spirit to live inside of us. Mm-hmm. So that's God's end game, to put his Spirit back into you and to me. And so for that to happen, he had to forgive our sins, not just some of them, all of them. He had to make us holy. He had to give us his righteousness. He had to make our spirit fully alive in Christ, and then the Spirit of God could come and live inside of us.
Yeah.
And all of that happens at the moment of salvation. So we are taken out of Adam, we are placed in Christ, and as the Bible says, in Christ we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So Jesus' blood on the cross, dealt with all sins, every sin imaginable, every sin that's ever been committed, and every sin that ever will be committed. So he took away that sin barrier. He removed it once and for all. So there's nothing standing in the way of any person coming to Christ to receive life. Mm-hmm. They don't have to do anything about their sins. Jesus has already dealt with them. Jesus condemned them in sinful man 2,000 years ago. The condemnation, the judgment, the punishment, all unleashed right there. Mm-hmm. And so once that happened, then the barrier had been removed. So salvation is much more than forgiveness of sins. Salvation is becoming a new creature in Christ, yeah. A new creation. Mm-hmm. So let's go through this one more time. So what is God's desire for you? God's desire is to send his Spirit to take up residence in you so that you can be a dwelling place for God here and forever.
Yes.
That's God's purpose. We see that in the garden. He built a garden, and that was his dwelling place so that he could dwell with man. That place got sullied by sin. And so God left the garden, and God kicked Adam and Eve out.
Yeah.
And then he came and said, here's what's going to happen. He prepared a people, and he wanted Moses to build a tabernacle. Well, what was that tabernacle all about? It was God's dwelling place with man. Mm-hmm. Well, that became a permanent structure when Solomon built the temple in Jerusalem. That became God's dwelling place with man. God filled that with his glory, with his presence. Well, all that was foreshadowing what was going to take place for you and me in Christ.
Right.
Jesus said, tear down that temple, and in 3 days I will rebuild it. He was referring to his body. Well, what are we? We are now the body of Christ.
Yeah.
We are the temple of God. Corporately and individually, our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm, right.
So that's the truth. So how does that happen? Well, there's only one way for that to happen, and that's for God to cleanse and to make that temple in such a way that he could indwell it.
Right.
So he had to forgive sins. He had to make us holy. He had to make us righteous. He had to make us alive, so that he could send his Spirit. So when we are in Christ, we're forgiven people.
Mm-hmm,
all
right.
Of our sins have already been dealt with. For those who are outside of Christ, that sacrifice has taken away the barrier. Jesus has reconciled all things unto himself through his shed blood. And so the message to a lost person is God is not counting that sin against you. God is not counting your sins against you. Be reconciled to God.
Mm-hmm.
We implore you, we beg you, be reconciled to God. What does that mean? Receive Jesus.
Yes.
And when you receive Jesus, that enmity that you had in your heart toward God, that hostility is taken away, and you become friends with God on the same page, in relationship with him forever, now joined in spirit by God's Holy Spirit.
Yeah, great answer, Bob. Thank you for that. Again, friends, we have open lines at 844-322-2742. We would love to hear from you. Bob, another call that came in over the weekend. Let's listen to this one.
Hi, I just had the opportunity to watch the video of what happens to us when we die and take our last breath. Well done. Such good news to see through Scripture what happened to a believer. The question that arises is, what about Jesus? When he took his last breath, what does Scripture say about what he did or what he went through the 3 days prior to the resurrection? You know, there's talk about him going down to Hades and hell, and there's different viewpoints of a mission that had accomplished in hell. Could you please shed some light through Scripture on what you see on that? Thank you.
Well, we certainly appreciate that question. That's an insightful question.
It
Somebody's
is, yes.
thinking, what happened those 3 days? If we in our experience, when we take our last breath, we're absent from the body and present with the Lord. So when Jesus took his last breath, what happened to his spirit, his human spirit? And there's a couple of things that I think are important for us to understand is when the priest of old made a sacrifice, they went into the Holy of Holies. They took the blood and they put it on the mercy seat.
Mm-hmm, right.
Well, that temple, that Holy of Holies, was a pattern, was a shadow of the real thing. It wasn't the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus went into that real thing. So in Hebrews 9, chapter 9, verse 11, but when Christ came as high priest of the good things that are now already here, he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle. So it wasn't that building that was
right in
Jerusalem. It was a heavenly thing that is not made with human hands, that is to say, that is not a part of this creation. He did not enter by means of his own blood, or the blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once for all by his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption.
Yeah.
So that happened. It didn't happen in that temple that was in Jerusalem. It happened in the more the real tabernacle, and that's in heaven. So he went there, and then God the Father accepted that sacrifice for all sin, for all people. So it was sufficient to do what it was meant to do. And then Jesus went and announced to the saints of old that it is finished.
Mm-hmm.
And he carried with him those who had died before the cross
yeah.
and the resurrection occurred. And so where are those people? The Moseses and the Davids and mm-hmm. and all of those folks, they are in the presence of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Exactly where we will be when we are absent from the body and present with the Lord.
And that is good news. That is Basic Gospel, everybody. It's the kind of news you hear each day on this broadcast. And we have a little bit of time. Give us a call, 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. And for those of you who call overnight and leave a message for us, a voicemail question, please be sure to leave at least your first name and where you're calling from. We'd like to identify you that way, and it really helps us, helps the program flow as well. Bob, once again, tell our listeners about the free booklet that we're offering this week.
Well, it's called Living Life on the Edge, and it is just a summary of the CD and the DVD series that we're offering to those to say thanks for their gift to Basic Gospel this month. It is a wonderful little tool to really examine and understand kind of why we do the things that we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we live in this crazy world. It's a world that is anti-God. It's a world that has its own way, and that way is through worldly temptations and through fleshly desires.
Yeah.
And so that's the world that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to understand that. We're also housed in this body of flesh, and it has the desires of the flesh. It has sin living in these members of ours. We need to understand that. And when we do, then we're able to keep our eyes on Jesus and allow the grace of God to teach us how to renounce worldly passions and ungodliness and to live righteous, upright lives in this present generation. So it's a very practical book. We talk about what happens when sexual temptation knocks at your door. What do you do? Well, there's some practical advice in this booklet,
mm-hmm.
and we want you to have it. It's yours just for the taking. So call right now, 844-322-2742. Talk to Michelle.
Yep.
Just tell her you want that booklet, and we will get it sent to you as quickly as possible.
And if you don't get an answer overnight, you can leave a message, or you can go online to basicgospel.net/life. Again, basicgospel.net/life for your copy of the booklet, a free copy for you, Living Life on the Edge. Well, Bob, we had a call here from Las Vegas, looks like, and
yeah, let's do. Let's talk with Cal listening to us in Las Vegas. Hi, Cal.
Hello, guys.
Hey there.
I would just like to thank you for your ministry, and I would just like a little bit of clarity on predestination and election. Very confusing to me sometimes, so I would appreciate Typical answer for that.
Well, Bob can do that in about one minute.
Well, yeah. Cal, that's a confusing topic for all of us. I mean, we're trying to wade into areas that we just have no business being there at all. I mean, we're trying to get into God's realm and try to figure out things from God's perspective, and I don't think we do a very good job of it. But then when we just really take a look at what the Word of God says to us, Cal, what we find out is that these big words, predestination, election, all of that are always distilled down to how God is dealing with all people, Jew and Gentile together. So here's the summary, Cal. God has predestined that both Jew and Gentile would be saved in exactly the same way, and that both Jew and Gentile would make up the body of Christ as one new man. So that's what God's predestined. Now, that's good news, isn't it?
That's great news. Thank you.
And it's really simple to understand that. And it brings about unity within the body of Christ. If you try to just talk about the fact that God elected you, but he didn't elect your neighbor, and you try to get in a conversation on that particular side of it, it doesn't unify. It tears you apart, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah. So we just need to realize that when Paul talks about these subjects, so Romans 9, 10, and 11 is kind of the key chapters, as well as Ephesians 1, 2, and 3. And when you look at those six chapters, you see that God is speaking through Paul about Jew and Gentile. So when he starts chapter 9, for example, he says, I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my people, the people of Israel. So there's the context right there, the people of Israel. And then if you work on down through there, you'll see him talk about Gentiles. So he's talking about Jews and Gentiles. And he's saying that both Jew and Gentile is saved in exactly the same way. In verse 12 of chapter 10, he says, for there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So, Cal, just think of it. Back to the summary statement, predestination and election is this: God predestined, God elected that both Jew and Gentile would be saved in exactly the same way through the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is by grace that we are saved through faith. That is true of both Jew and Gentile, and those who believe in Christ stand together as one new man in him. That's the story, and it's a great story,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is. Cal, thank you so much for your call, and I hope that is a help to you, and keep listening and call again if we can help you further. In the meantime, friends, we pray that what you hear on Basic Gospel every day is making a difference in your life. Those of you who are donors this month, you'll receive the audio series and the booklet, Living Life on the Edge, and you can order that. You can donate, at basicgospel.net, and there's a prominent donate link right there on the homepage, basicgospel.net. But we know that many of you who are listening right now are not yet familiar enough with this ministry to decide to support it. So if that's you, we want you to have a free copy of this booklet, Living Life on the Edge, simply by going online to request it. You can do that, of course, at basicgospel.net/life. Again, basicgospel.net/life for your free copy of our booklet, Living Life on the Edge. So do that right now while you're thinking about it. Also, if you have a question before our next broadcast, as did the first two callers on the program today, leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. Or if you would like to drop an email to Bob at basicgospel.net, that works as well. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow at the same time for another edition of Basic Gospel. Have a great evening, everybody. We'll see you. Bye-bye.